Thank you, Jared. Sure do appreciate that. And let me begin this morning by telling you that if you want a home in heaven with God, that great creator, you and I together better learn to listen to the voice of Almighty God. Amen. It is extremely important that you and I learn to be sure that we can listen to God and listen to what He has for His people. I often wonder when I look out and see all the things going on about us and all the things that we see happening in the world today, I wonder if we, a nation of God's people, have learned or failed to learn how to listen to what God is telling His people. It does appear that there are numerous folks today that have heard of Jesus Christ. They've heard of God, our Creator. They know about the Holy Spirit, if I may. But sadly, not many people are truly listening to the Godhead. Would that be a fair statement? When you look and you see the things going on in our world today, and you see how families are treating one another, you see how people are treating one another, you see how members of the body of Christ are treating one another, and we see how people are treating the Lord's church, and the church is not as important as it was at one time. I ask this question about listening to the very voice of God because that we understand, you know, and I know that there's no shortages of distractions in the world today. And each of these distractions can keep us or impede us from hearing the Lord and hearing His voice very clearly. I think about the number of people today that have come to know Jesus Christ. The number of people today that know God, they know who God is. The number of people today that have still putting that are still putting Christ Jesus second, third, fourth, and fifth in their lives. People today, sadly, not from a judgmental standpoint, but it's obvious when you see things going on in people's lives, people today are not listening. They're not heeding to the voice of God. If they would, you would see different kind of fruits. Sometimes I find myself listening to my own voice, listening to my own desire, doing what I think I need to do instead of seeking wise counsel. Do you think that happens to anybody else? All right, so what we need to do, brothers and sisters, as followers of Jesus Christ and lovers of God, we need to be sure that we learn to listen and learn to listen to God. It is of soul-saving importance that we hear and listen to God. It's very important to the Christian life, to your Christian well-being, to the welfare, the spiritual welfare of the individual, to hear God so you'll know firsthand what His desire is for your life and mine. I hope that we all understand that God does speak to His people. And He has done that even from the beginning of time. God communicates with His people through the Holy Spirit. Would you agree with that? God communicates with His people through His Word. God communicates with His people through prayer, doesn't He? So there's never a reason for you and me to be able to say, you know, I can't seek wise counsel. You know, God doesn't speak to me. If God is not speaking to you, you're not speaking to Him. If God's not speaking to you, you're not seeking Him. Because He tells us in His Word, He shows us how He communicates with us. He communicated with those prophets, didn't He? And He communicates with us this very day through His Word. I love what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1, 1 and 2. Are you there? The Bible says, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by, give me the next two words, whom He has appointed heir of all things, watch this, through whom also He made the worlds, the Scripture says. Friends, we know today, you and I both know that God speaks and He speaks through His Word. God speaks to us with that gift that we all receive when we're baptized. It's the gift of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. So it warrants the question, how have you thus far in your walk with Jesus Christ, how have you learned to listen to the voice of God? Have you learned to listen and to pay attention and to follow the instructions that God has said for every single one of us, the things for us to do? Let's again ask the question, are you listening to God? Are you allowing our Heavenly Father to communicate His will and His way in your life and also in mine? I am reminded what the great psalmist said over in the book of Psalm. I'd love to share that with you if we can all go there. It's Psalm chapter 85, and I want you to look at verse 8 and 9. Psalm chapter 85, look with me at verses 8 and 9. The Bible says, I will hear what God the Lord will what? Speak. And then watch the next part. for he will speak peace to his people and to his saints. But let them not turn back to folly. Go to verse 9. Surely, the Bible says, his salvation is near to those who fear him, to those who respect him, to those who regard him, to those who obey him, to those who listen to the voice of Jesus Christ, that glory may dwell, the scripture says, in our land. Isn't that awesome? So God will communicate with us. God does communicate with us through his word, through faith, through the gift of the Holy Spirit. But sadly, we're listening to so many other things. I said in the opening of the lesson, there are so many distractions today. When we get out of the bed in the morning, what's getting our attention? Is it the television? Is it the radio? Is it looking outside or sitting on the porch with coffee? What's getting our attention? Brothers and sisters, let me share with you. Let God have our attention. Amen. Listen to the voice of Jesus. Get involved in a prayer life with the Father. Get involved in study time with Jesus Christ. We need to listen closely to the voice of Jesus Christ. Why? Because our soul depends on it, darling, doesn't it? We must listen and know firsthand what God wants us to do if we're going to live a life satisfying and acceptable to him. I'm convinced you remember Psalm 119:105. The Bible says, your word is a lamp unto my feet. Matter of fact, the Bible says it is a light to what? Thank you, Heather. It's a light to my path. Folks, you see just how important it is to be able to listen to our Heavenly Father. Also remember what we saw a while back in the book of John, chapter 10, down in verse 27. The scripture says, my sheep, what do they do? And I know them, and what do? They follow me. You know why, Teresa? Because they're heeding to what God has said. They're listening to what Jesus is talking about. The Bible says they follow me, verse 28. And I give them eternal life. Watch this. And they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Folks, when we are holding tight to those nail-scarred hands of Jesus Christ, you don't have to worry about other things. Yes, those distractions will still be there. There will be people that will try to lure you away from Christ because sometimes they find themselves as angels of Satan. But understand this. If we are listening and heeding to the very word of God, the Bible gives us that blessed assurance. Nobody's going to snatch you out of my hand. The only way that my hand and Jesus' hand separated is I pull my hand back. Does that make sense? Jesus will never smack our hands away from him, will he? As long as we are listening and heeding to his word and living our life according to what he, God, he, Christ, has told us to do. The problem is the world has a lot of distractions. Look around us. In a community this size, do you agree that this building should be full? Five of you agree. Do y'all agree that this building should be full? Yes, it should. This building should be packed. We should have people that are literally angry and mad because they don't have a place to sit. It's not. Too many distractions. Far too many distractions that's pulling Christians away, that is pulling people away from the fold of safety. People that are just not listening to what Jesus says in his word. We need to remember, I love that again in 27, verse 27 of John 10, my sheep, they hear my voice and I know them, and they, make sure we remember this, Cynthia, they follow me, is what Jesus is simply saying. So again, what is the first sound that you hear in the morning when you get up? Is it the radio? Do you just want to sit back and nothing wrong with that? We wake up by radio, we're old school, you know, Jerry Jr. and Amy, they have their phones that make certain noises, Amy, but not us. We still have, I have to show a picture because you won't believe it. We still have the clock radio that I took from mom's house when she passed. No, Dana, you didn't get it, so get back. And so anyway, it's still on the dresser right now, and you push a little dial to the right and set it up for 640 or whatever, and then it starts blasting in the morning. Well, that's probably the first thing I hear. Then the second thing is I hear is Paula's voice, get up and turn all that racket off. So, and then it totally derails my prayer life, and that's why I'm just not as close to God today as I should be. It's all her fault. Just kidding. The reality is, what is the first thing that we hear in the mornings when we get up? Is it the radio? Maybe it's the television. Perhaps it's your favorite music. Or are you listening to what God says for you and me to do as his children? Are we going to the Lord in prayer? Does God get our attention as soon as our eyes are open? What is our priority? What's the first thing that we're doing? I have to be honest with you, I celebrate God every single morning. When I wake up knowing the things that's happened in my life and the people that I love, those people that are about me, I have to celebrate God every day. As soon as my eyes are open, it's thank you, God, for another day. When I hear those birds chirping, thank you, God, that I can hear them. When I look out between those many blinds and I see the blue sky, thank you, God, above for what we're seeing. If it's a day I've got to get up early, thank you, God, for the moon that I still see shining out there. Give God the glory. Amen. Learn to communicate with the Father and allow Him to communicate with us. That's not what happens many times. What we begin to do, as soon as we wake up, we immediately go to the negative. Does that sound about what happens sometimes? Oh, Lord, here's another day. I just don't know what we're going to do. I don't know how in the world I'm going to make it. We get into that gloom and doom all the time. How can we be positive people for Jesus Christ if we have on gloom and doom underwear? Amen? You're going to stink. That's all it is to it. We need to put on the breastplate of righteousness. We need to put on the helmet of salvation. We need to gird ourselves up. We need to do what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18, and be that soldier of Jesus Christ no matter what you're up against. Amen? And we need to listen to the voice of Jesus. It's good to listen to our brothers and sisters. It's good to take counsel from one another. But I can't get you to heaven, and you can't get me there. But God gives me the assurance that He can. So let me encourage every single one of us today as we are gathered together, another opportunity to look at His Word. Let me tell you to listen to the voice of Jesus Christ. Confirm it with an amen if you believe it. So, sadly, you and I today, many, many people in our lives today will listen to television news. Oh, and we'll take it to heart. Did you hear what that news anchor said on Channel 5? Channel 4 News, they just brought this up, they just did that, and oh, it's just so bad. Why is it that we'll listen to these news anchors, we'll listen to these radio commentators, and we'll believe all the rhetoric that they deliver, but sadly, many times we fail to listen to Almighty God. That's why today I want to encourage you and me together to learn to listen closer to the inspired Word of God. Learn to listen closer to the voice of Jesus Christ. Let's take a look at a few points today regarding listening to God. The first point I want us to examine is this. I want us to look very quickly at some reasons that many people do not listen to God. Now, this is not even going to scratch the surface about why people don't and some people don't listen to God, but it'll give you a few ideas. As I mentioned earlier in our lesson, we know that there are many that fail to listen to the Father. Are we in agreement that far? Some fail to listen to God because they, here's the first one, because they do not have a relationship with Him. You think that's fair? There are people among us in our world today, some in our own families, they do not have a solid relationship with the Father. Amen? Some fail to listen to God because they don't have that relationship with Him that they need. They have perhaps heard of God. Maybe they have heard of Jesus Christ, but they have never moved forward to establish that relationship with the Father. The truth of the matter is this, none of us, not one single one in this room, will ever fully listen to someone that we don't have a relationship with. Does that make sense? If we don't have a relationship with someone, and someone just pulls up out of the blue, Amy, and says, here's what you and Jerry need to do, we're going to look up and go, who is that? He don't know anything about me. She don't know anything about us. But if we have a relationship with someone, then we will probably learn to listen a little bit more. Does that make sense? I want that relationship with God. I desire that relationship with God because I want to hear God's instructions from me on what I need to do better, on what I need to do to grow closer, on what I need to do to be a joint heir with Jesus Christ, on what I need to do to hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. That's what I'm striving for. I hope and pray that's what you're striving for, listening to the very voice of Jesus Christ. That is why it's so important that you do have that solid relationship with the Father and His Son. When we become a Christian, when we put Jesus Christ on in baptism, after that confession of faith, we begin a new walk. We begin a new relationship with the Father through His Son, our Savior. Are you over in the book of John already? All right, so let me catch up with you. John chapter 17, 1 through 3, all found. Jesus, He spoke these words and He lifted up His eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify Your Son that Your Son also may what? Glorify You. As You have given Him authority over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as You have given Him. And this is eternal life, that they may, watch these next two words, that they may what? That they may know you. Folks, that's the key to this passage of Scripture, that they may know you, the only true God, capital G, and Jesus Christ, whom you, the Bible says, have sent. So you can see how important it is, spiritually important it is, that we have a relationship with Almighty God. We can also know that some people fail to listen to God because of the messages of the world seem to drown out the message of God, doesn't it? And we say that with truthfulness. Sometimes the message that the world gives, sadly, is stronger than the message they're receiving from God. Why? Because they're paying heed. They're paying attention. They're paying allegiance to the things that the world is presenting and halfway listening to what the Lord says. Friends, that is what's going to pull so many new Christians, older Christians, established Christians away from the fold of safety. We have to remember, brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter who we are, elders, deacons, preachers, song leaders, custodial, it doesn't matter who we are. If we're not listening to the voice of Jesus Christ, you're listening to the devil. Amen? Now, some would say, that's not fair, Jerry. That's just not true. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm sitting here telling you we are one or the other. Yes or no? All right, so we are either for God or we are against God. We're either hot or we are cold. The Bible talks about that over in Revelation chapter 3 regarding the church of Laodicea. I remember what Jesus said about being lukewarm. Has anybody beside the preacher ever been lukewarm? All right, so the reality is we can find ourselves being lukewarm. I don't like that feeling. You know why? Because I can't stand what I read in Revelation. I don't like that passage of Scripture, Bobby. I'm being brutally honest about it. I don't like it at all because it convicts me. It corrects me. I thought I had a pretty good setup. I kind of like this. I just, you know, as long as I preach and as long as I'm doing this, I'm all right. But then the convictions, Larry, started hitting me. And then the Bible started offering correction. And then I'm like, well, wait a minute. This isn't quite as fun as I thought it was. But thank God I was able to listen to the voice of Jesus because it saved my soul. Amen? Jesus said to the church of Laodicea, you know the true story there. You're not hot, you're not cold. I wish you were one or the other, but because you're not, I will spew you out. I'll reject you. Brother Larry read a commentary or a translation. Yeah. And Larry explained that to me right after services as I was eating a donut. He says, you know what that meant? That means that he vomited. And then Larry spit on me right there when he said that. That's what Jesus did. It was total rejection, wasn't it? If we'll listen to the voice of Jesus, if we'll apply his word in our life, he won't reject us. He'll be there for us. Are we in agreement so far? All right. So we need to remember that many, many people fail to listen to God because they're listening to the messages of the world. If we are listening to God by listening to him speak through his inspired word, it will cause you and me, listen to us, it will cause you and me to make a change, to give up this fleshly, earthly habits and desires. Think about what the Bible says in Luke 13:3 and also 13:5. The Bible says, I tell you no, but unless you'll all likewise perish. So when we listen to the word of God, Abby, when we listen to the voice of Jesus, when we're listening to what God has to say, it's going to cause us to change, isn't it? We're not going to be the same Abby and Jerry that we've always been. We're not going to be the same Teresa and Bobby and the same anybody else in here. We are new babes in Christ, aren't we? Tony, we are now walking in the newness of life. It's going to warrant some things. I think about what the Scripture says over in Luke 9:23, and Jesus talking to his disciples, and he said to them, talking about following him, what did he say? Anybody know what the Bible says? If you desire to what? Let him do what? Take up his, how often? And then do what, Heather? And thank you. And then follow me. So Jesus is telling us, I'm listening, Cynthia, to his voice. And Carolyn, he's telling me to take up my cross and follow him. Well, what is that cross? A change of habit, a change of priority, to make sure that Jesus is first and foremost in my life. Amen. And to listen and learn to listen closer to the voice of Jesus. Well, how do I do that? Study. Paul made it very clear to Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman need not be ashamed. And he says, don't conform it to your lifestyle. Conform your lifestyle to the Scripture. Rightly dividing. Thank you, Jerry Jr. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, very familiar passage of Scripture. It's going to cause this. And when we're listening to God, it's going to allow us to do it much easier to put Him first. Amen? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His, and all these things shall be added unto you. Let us all remember what the Scripture says over in 1 John chapter 2 in verses 15 through 17 about the world itself. The Bible says, don't love the world or even the things in it. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. That's not of God. That's not of the Father. But it is of what? Say it like you mean it. It is of the world. There you go. And what's happening to the world, congregation? And the lust of it. But he who does the will of God, the Bible gives us a blessed assurance, says what? Abides forever. Is that beautiful? All right, I appreciate all three of y'all that said that it was beautiful. It is beautiful. Pay attention. This is serious. You can't even listen to the preacher. So are you listening to God? Listen closely when I'm telling you this. This is beautiful, amen? I'm not hollering at you. I'm passionate about what I'm saying. We've got to learn to listen to the voice of God. Why is that so important? Look at the building. I can't get my own family here. I can't get my own people here. And I'm begging and I'm pleading and I'm praying. But they're not going to until they learn to listen to the voice of who? So do you understand why I'm saying it with passion today? I'm saying it out of love. Listen to what God has to say. Listen, and don't let it be just when Jerry T's up here blabbing. You listen to what God says when you get home. You know, when you're sitting at the house and you're, well, I get everything caught up. I don't have anything else to do. That's a lie. That is a big lie. Get the Bible out. Let God speak to you. Go into a room and get in there by yourself and pray earnestly. Let God speak to you through those prayers and you speak to Him. Let your requests be known unto the Father. Amen? Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer with supplication and with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And when you do, sis, we looked at that, didn't we? And when you do, the peace that surpasses all understanding. It's going to come upon you. You're going to have more peace. You're going to have more hope. You're going to feel more love, and you're going to feel closer to God than you've ever felt in your entire life. But you got to learn to listen to God. Amen? Are we there? All right. So, make sure that we're doing that. Make sure that we are not turning away, and this is what's so sad. Some people today will turn away God's instruction. Sad but true. There are many, many people today that, and it's sad, but there are people right here today, people among us, that will turn away and reject the Word of God and not listen to the Word of God for that spiritual instruction that we all need. Ultimately, there are folks just flat out refuse to listen to God because they do not want to give up their sinful way of life. Does that sound about right? I'm not going to listen to God. Why? Because it corrects me. I'm not going to listen to God because it's going to make me stop frequenting this place that I love to go. It's going to make me stop doing this particular habit that I truly enjoy. I can't listen to the voice of God because it's going to cause me to have to choose some different friends because evil association, be not confused, be not deceived. Evil company corrupts good morals, the Bible says. So all of these things may warrant a change in our whole life. Amen? So when we're listening to the voice of God, if we truly want to please God, listen to Him. Not me, not wife, not husband, not brother, sister, cousin, niece, nephew. Listen to the voice of Almighty God. But there are people that refuse to listen to God because they don't want to give up their sinful way of life. But we are encouraged in Ephesians chapter 4, 17 through 32, to listen to God and do not grieve, the Bible says, the Holy Spirit. Ephesians, y'all ready? Ephesians 4, I know this is a long reading, but it's very important. Y'all ready? All right, the Bible says, this I say therefore and testify in the Lord that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk and the futility in their mind. Having, watch this, their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. Why are they ignorant of God's word? Because they wasn't listening. Amen? Why are they blinded? They're blinded by the light of Satan. Are we getting this? All right. Go, 19. Who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanliness with greediness, but you have not so learned Christ. If indeed you have learned Him and have been taught by Him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct. If we listen to the voice of Jesus, Do you see right here what Paul's talking about to the church at Ephesus? You're going to see the old person die and the new person what? Brought to life. Very good. So you see that former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you may put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness. And the Bible says, therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry, do not sin, do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who is in need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Do not grieve the ghost by whom you are sealed for the day of redemption. Let some of the bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted. Man, that's something hard to see and find nowadays, isn't it? Being kind to one another, tender. We don't. We get up with our little temper tantrums and we have our little word and we have to mouth off at this and mouth off at that. I'm talking to the preacher today and some of you. But that's not a characteristic of God's person or God's people. If we're listening to the voice of God, this is going to come a little bit easier for us to overcome. Do you agree with that? All right. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave who? You, the Bible says. Don't be telling God, oh, forgive me of my sins, Heavenly Father, I fall and show the glory of God, and then you're holding a grudge against this one. Don't be asking God, forgive me, Father, forgive me, Lord, and I know I fall short when you're holding this person over here accountable for an offense against you. Amen? We've got to do what God's calling us to do, and that is listen to the voice of Jesus. Friends, it is of soul-saving importance that you and I together listen to the voice of God. Build a biblical relationship with the Father. Grow in your faith. Grow in your belief. Learn to trust in your Creator. Rely on God's Word because, brothers and sisters, I promise you that we can all, every one of us, can stand on the promises of God. Isn't that awesome? I love listening to the voice of Jesus because He's not ever going to lie. He can't lie. Other people will lie to a drop of a hat. Tell you anything, but not God, not Jesus Christ, not the Holy Spirit. Our very best friend, our leader, our master, our Lord. We can stand on the promises of God, but we have to learn to listen to His voice. Amen? Second point, how do we identify if it's indeed the true voice of God? Sometimes people get confused. Well, I thought it was God calling me on this. I thought it was God this, and I thought it was God that. The problem is those first two words, I thought. That's the problem, amen? What we have to do is, I was seeking God's guidance. I'm seeking wise counsel. I'm studying the Word of God. I'm listening to the voice of Jesus. I'm waiting because God is not a person that's going to respond when you tell Him to respond, amen? Or you request Him to respond. He's going to respond when we pray according to His will. He's going to do what's best for us and for Him. Does that make sense? All right. So how do we identify if it's the true voice of God? Listen, everything God wants you and me to know is found right here in these covers. Everything that He wants us to know. Now, there's questions that people have. You know, how many words of this, and how is this happening? Exactly what day did this go, and how long was it when God did this, and how long did God do that? Everything that God wants us to know is found within the Scriptures. Amen? All right, so we need to be able to identify the true voice of God. Everything He wants me and you to know, I promise you, is found in His Word. His request for you and me is just to be consistent with His Word, with the Scriptures. We can, and I assure you that we will recognize the voice of God because we hear it through His Word, and it will challenge us. That's how we know if we're hearing the Word of God, because it will challenge us to grow in our faith. And God's Word is always very specific, isn't it? It doesn't give us a wide variety of things to choose from. God's Word is final, isn't it? It's very, very, very specific. I love how God's Word speaks very quietly, if I may, to our hearts. When you study the Bible, I promise you, if you'll study it with an open heart, you will feel closer to God than you've ever felt. If you'll go into a room, and I'm talking about praying, I'm talking about some serious prayer, you'll feel closer to God than you ever have. God will never tell you and me to do something that is not conducive to His Word. His Word. The Scripture gives us that over in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. When Paul told Timothy, he said, all the Scripture that you have right here, all Scripture is inspired of God. And he said, it's profitable for doctrine, reproof, for instruction. Tells us, you know, this is good stuff. This is how people become a Christian. And he tells us, you know, you need to make sure that you fully understand this because you're an evangelist. Do the work of that. So Paul was very, very encouraging to young Timothy about that, wasn't he? All right. So do you agree today that the true voice of God will give us solid instruction? What a blessing it is to hear the voice of God and to know that it is indeed the voice of our Creator through the Holy Spirit and through His Word. The third and final point, this lesson is yours. If we fail to listen to God, we will fail to live for God. Does that sound fair? If we're not, listen to me, if we fail to listen to God, we will fail to live for God. By failing to listen to God, we will become very weak and we will become targets, moving targets of Satan. By failing to heed to the voice of God, we will allow the world to draw us away from God Himself, becoming easily deceived. It will cause us to make these very costly decisions, if I may, in making choices that appeal to the flesh. And that's not what we should be doing as Christians. I have to think about one individual in the Scriptures that didn't listen to God, a person that heard God but didn't listen to God, and boy, was there a price paid for that. I know, what's a fellow's name that ends up in the belly of a fish? Jonah. Somebody here said Judas. Who did that? But Jonah ended up in the belly of the great fish. Did he hear God? Yeah. Did he listen to God? No, he didn't. God said, hey, come here a minute. I'm going to paraphrase this. This isn't really exactly how it went. But he said, come over here. Stand right. No, right there. Yeah. So he stood there and he was talking to him. He goes, I need you to do something for me. Jonah goes, all right, what you got? And he said, I need you to go to Nineveh. And I need you to cry out against them. And Jonah was like, what do you mean cry out against them? He said, preach. They're evil right now. I need you to preach against them. Help turn them around. I don't think he really liked the people of Nineveh. Jonah didn't. And I think he was hoping they would just kind of, you know, be destroyed, die, whatever. The Lord told him, said, I told you to go and preach to them. Cry out against them. Cry out against their wickedness. Preach against the things that they're engaging themselves in. Jonah heard God, but he didn't listen to God. He went a total different direction, didn't he? We know that through many transitions back, he ended up in the bottom of a boat, a big ship, if I may, eventually because of the storm, and they was afraid they would sink. What happened to Jonah? What happened to Jonah? All right, threw him overboard, didn't they? Where did he land, Teresa? In the belly of a what? A big fish, wasn't it? No, Bobby, not one that you caught at the priest. But a big fish. How long was he in the belly of that big fish? How long? 3 days? And three nights. Very good. So he was there a pretty good while, wasn't he? He wasn't there today, and then it's, you know, 5:30. He had a 9-to-5 shift, and at 5 o'clock he came out, and then it went back the next day. No, he was there 3 days, three nights. He was there long enough to know that he had done some wrong stuff. You agree with that? Did he apologize to God? Yes, he was praying to the Father, and what happened? Let's go back to Larry again. What did that fish do? He vomited him up, didn't he? Excuse me, almost got me. But anyway, so the fish regurgitated and vomited him up, and then did he go cry out against Nineveh? Yeah, he did. And he preached against their evil, et cetera, et cetera. He heard God, but he didn't listen to God. He heard the voice of God saying, go there. He heard him, but he didn't listen to him, did he? And was there a big price paid? Absolutely. If we fail to listen to the voice of God, we will make choices that appeal to the flesh, I promise you. We'll listen to greed. We'll listen to popularity. We'll listen to, well, if I do this, I do that, people will like me. You know, I've been blessed in my life. I know this sounds bad to say here in front of you. I've never really had a concern at 62 years old. Never in my whole life have I had a concern if somebody likes me or not. I guess that's why I don't have any friends, but that's okay too. The reality is, as long as God loves me, that's all I need. Amen? as long as we have God on our side and we're on His side, and I remember what was put inside in His Son's side, and He did that for me, I'm going to keep walking with Jesus Christ. I'm going to keep listening to the voice of Jesus, not hearing the voice of Jesus, but listening to the voice of Jesus. In Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, there's a husband and wife named Ananias and Ananias and Sapphira. They heard the voice of God talking to them through Peter, didn't they? Said, hey, did you sell your possession, your land for so much? Yep. And what happened? Who was it died first? Him, right? Yeah. So Ananias was there. He lied to the Holy Spirit. The Lord's calling out to him through those apostles, or through Peter, and said, did you sell this land for so much? What'd he say, Larry? He said, yep, sure did. So you've given up everything. Where'd Dana go? Everything that you sold this for. Yep. What happened to Ananias? Not only did he die, he was put to death, right? Because he heard the voice of God, but he didn't listen to the voice of God. Say that with me. He heard the voice of God, but he didn't listen to the voice of God. A little while later, his wife, named Sapphira, came into the picture. Basically the same scenario. She also agreed to lie, didn't she? And what happened? She dropped dead right there too. DRT, dead right there. It was over with. She too heard the voice of God, but she didn't listen to the voice of God. If we fail to listen to the voice of God, we will miss out on our heavenly reward that awaits those who are faithful, those who listen and take heed to His word. John 14:15, if you love me, what are you going to do? John 15:14, you are my what? If you do what I tell you to do. Revelation 2:10, latter part, be thou unto, and I'll give you the, let's be certain that we take heed to His word. Study it, apply it, and live by it. Amen? That's what we are to do. And that, brothers and sisters, is what you and I are to do if we want to be greatly rewarded with that beautiful home in heaven, a mansion in heaven with God and all the Christians that have went on before us. Friends, please, I'm begging you as I get ready to close, I'm begging you in the light of the Scriptures to learn to listen to God. Let's all, me, you, all of us, pay closer attention, not just hearing God, but listening to God. I'm so afraid because the Bible and the book of Hosea talks about a lot of people that's going to be destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. God will give us the wisdom. He'll give us the knowledge if we'll just seek it. Amen? But we have to seek it. Look at what Hosea said in Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you from me and preach from me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. This doesn't stop with you. It's going to go on to the next generation, isn't it? And it's going to go to the next generation. You are creating stumbling blocks for the next generation. Why? Because we're failing to listen to what God says. We can stop that trend, can't we? We can stop that trend today. We can stop that by listening, not just hearing the Word of God, but listening. So what is it that may be keeping us from hearing the voice of God? What is it that may be keeping you from hearing the voice of God? Whatever it is, please rid yourself of that situation. Don't let it stop you. Please know that when we fail to hear the voice of God, we will make those wrong decisions, and we will bring reproach upon ourselves and reproach upon the Lord's church. However, I'm going to close our lesson on positive things. When we do listen and we do take heed to God's word, do you agree today that we will make better and good decisions? All right, so that's some of the benefit. When we listen to God, we're going to make better and good decisions. We also will receive strength through listening to the voice of God. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When I listen and I heed to the voice of God, we will know His will for our lives. Amen? We'll also receive direction and instruction. Psalm 119:97-104. And then later on, read Psalm 119:133-135. So as we close, please be sure today that you begin anew listening, not just hearing God, but listening to the voice of Almighty God. How do we do that? Exactly what you're doing today. We do that by assembling at every opportunity, amen, and encouraging all that we can. to come and to assemble, to be able to hear the very voice of Almighty God. We do that not only by assembling and our encouragement to that, we do that by praying. Does anybody agree with that? By praying, staying in communication with the Father. We also hear the voice of God through His Word. So I wanted to make sure that we understand, Jerry, we talked about all these, but how do I do that? Get deep in a relationship with Him. Be involved in His Word, not just once or twice a week, but make sure that we read and study His Word every single day. Even if you don't understand what you're reading, I promise you, it's a seed that you're planted, and it will grow. Do you understand? So let's make sure together that we're reading, we're studying the Word of God, and that we listen to the voice of Jesus Christ. Today, if you're not a Christian, I hope you'll become one by hearing His Word, believing, repenting of your sins. Make a confession in the presence of a witness or witnesses that you believe that Jesus is God's Son. He arose from the dead 3 days after He was put to death, now sitting at the right hand of the Father. Be baptized upon your confession of faith for the forgiveness of your sins. And then be thou faithful unto death. That baptism does nothing for us if we are not being faithful unto death. Amen? That confession that I make in the presence of these witnesses means nothing if I'm not living my life according to that confession. Amen? Are we together? All right, so make sure, brothers and sisters, that we're listening to the voice of Almighty God. Don't let the world, don't let these distractions pull us away. Today, if you have a need, any need at all, you're invited to come right now as together we stand in peace.